Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price Wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
This is Corinna Zeringer with the movie Shouting Secrets, and you're listening to the Variety Radio Online.
This is Michelle with Variety Radio Online. I'm very excited to be talking to Corinna Zeringer. Today, we're talking about Shouting Secrets. Welcome, Corinna.
Thank you very much. Hi, Michelle.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit about Shouting Secrets. So the listeners, in case they're listening for the first time or have called the trailer, and some listeners may have seen it. So tell us a little bit about what this movie's about.
Okay. Shouting Secrets is a family story that basically talks about the things in life you take for granted until one day we realize we might have completely missed out on something we've always had. And it is a family story, but I see it as a family story kind of like for the grown-ups, you know, for the grown-up kids between 20 and 80, because we all have such busy lives and dreams and work and family and so many things to take care of, and it's so easy for each and every one of us to go like, oh, I'm going to call my parents next weekend. And then next weekend comes around and it's like, oh, but now I have so much other stuff I need to get done. And, you know, all of a sudden 2 months later, you're like, oh, I still haven't talked to my parents. And it's not that I don't love them. I just think that they're always there so I can put them at the end of the line kind of, you know. So that's what it is about. And I said it in a Native American family instead of a white middle-class family that makes it different from, you know, among other things, from the family stories we usually see.
Yes, it does. Where did you, the script come from, and what drew you to the script? Was it the things you just spoke about what the families deal with as we age and the family dynamics?
You know, we, my business partner and I, we developed the script from scratch.
Okay.
And we hired a writer that I was very impressed with, the one-woman show he wrote, Mickey Blaine. And we spoke with him what kind of stories we're interested in, that we want to make a movie that has a message but is also entertaining. And then he came up with the storyline. And we worked on this for like 2 years. And then after 2 years, it just wasn't in a place where I felt, okay, I can make this my first feature film. I didn't feel strong enough about it, and there was something missing, and it was hard to put the finger on what was missing. And then, you know, we started thinking like, okay, how about if we put this in a different culture, in a culture that is really intriguing to me and makes it just more interesting just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought, you know, if you put a very universal family story into a minority, the audience also gets much more the experience of, hey, these guys are just the same as we are when it comes to emotions and to family. So that's what all played in. And then once I decided, okay, I want to do that, I want to put it in a Native American family, then I searched for Native American writers to have it rewritten into their culture so that it would ring true and be authentic to their culture. So it was like a 2.5-3 year process to get that script written.
Okay. It's an amazing storyline, and I think the twist with Native American was a fabulous take. Did you do a lot of research into Native American culture as you started producing and getting it into work?
You know, I wish I would have had that luxury, but everything went so fast. Like the whole development took like 3 years, right? It just wouldn't move and wouldn't move. And then all of a sudden, once I had my native writers, and they rewrote it, we worked on two drafts only within 3 weeks. And once I had that, it was like, oh my God, I'm in pre-production. And within 8 weeks, we were on set shooting. And so all I could do really to be as truthful as possible, you know, to a different culture was to listen what they had to say. So I had an elderly woman from the San Carlos Apache Reservation that was with us, and whenever I had, you know, questions and doubts and, but how do you guys do that? And is this right? And am I presenting this the way mm-hmm. you would want it to represent it? I would have her on my side, and she would tell me, oh, no, this isn't how we're doing it. And, you know, and then, of course, the writers were native, so there weren't any, like, mistakes in the script from the get-go when it came to the culture. And then I had, of course, my native actors, and like Rodney A. Grant, he played Wind in His Hair in Dances with Wolves. He was, you know, like a mentor to me, and he'd take me aside and I could ask him questions. So that's how I prepped on the fly, you know, on how to get in this culture.
Speaking of casting, you had an amazing crew. Several, and Christopher, and then you just had just a great group of people. How did you go about pulling this cast together for the Native American background and everything that would go into it, far as their culture or their backgrounds was taken into consideration?
Not at all. And I must say, I'm really happy with my cast, and I've been really blessed. Like, when I look back, as a teenager, I watched Dances with Wolves. I would have never dreamt that my first movie that I ever make would have actors from Dances with Wolves in my movie. And then I came to Hollywood, and when the script was still set in a white middle-class family, I started working, you know, with casting directors and with agencies, and it was such a drag. I mean, we just wouldn't get one step forward. You know, you send a script to an actor, and then you're required to wait 8 weeks until that person maybe says yes and most probably says no, or if doesn't say no, then it's contingent on who else you find. And then after 8 weeks, we can move on to the next part. It was, I don't know how people work like that. So when I had switched it into Native American, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to cast it myself. I'm just going to figure this out on my own. And, you know, basically went online, YouTube. I found Koreanka Kelcher on YouTube on a clip there.
Oh.
Where I saw her reciting something, and I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be my Pinky. And, you know, with IMDb Pro, where you can go in and see who is representing them, and email and phone numbers for their agents, then I was able to track them down, or I would go to IMDb and just search through hundreds or whatever I could find in Native American movies and look at those casts and get an idea for what I think would be right for my movie. And what I really set out for was I wanted established or really up-and-coming actors, but I kind of wanted to put a cast together that was still not the usual suspects. You know, I mean, you see in most Native movies, you see Adam Beach. And he's great, you know, but mm-hmm. if I have an Adam Beach and then the rest of a family, then the audience might just not perceive it as, yes, this is really a family because this is Adam Beach. And so I was really trying to put a cast together that could function and make us believe this is really, truly a family. And so, long answer, I just found them all online, called up all the agents, dealt with them, but the great part was when I finally managed to get the script to them, I mean, almost every single one within a day said, I love the script, I want to do this, I'm on board. And so it turned into a really great experience. And I mean, Tantu Cardinal, I would have never dreamt that Tantu is going to be in my movie, but it was just, that was beautiful. It really was.
That's great. With this movie, what do you feel was one of your biggest challenges? It could be in the beginning, at the end. Just what was your biggest challenge to get through?
Oh, the movie's been a big challenge.
Big question, sorry.
I think the biggest challenge, and that kind of does encompass the whole thing, is that I was wearing too many hats. I was the casting director, I was the producer, I was the director, I was supervising the whole post-production. I mean, it goes on and on and on to the entire festival run, and now the distribution is I'm wearing too many hats, and that has made this production just really, really challenging. But I mean, it was still a great experience, but it is very challenging to get through it.
Yeah. You used a lot of outdoor elements. Is there a reason, or why did you use your outside, your background? Used the Arizona desert a lot, which is fabulous. It was, you know, beautiful scenes. But was there a reasoning to take a lot of it outside?
You know, I love that desert. And
yeah.
And the San Carlos Apache Reservation, you know, you can look at it in two ways. You can really see, like, oh, my God, there's so much poverty and the desert. Or you can see the other side where it's like, oh, my God, they have such beauty in their backyard. And it is such beautiful, wide, open space. And but it's a challenge to live there, and it's a challenge to raise a family there and you know, create futures for your kids. And I just think it's always helpful for movies if you can go outside and breathe instead of, you know, just purely be in a room or something like that. I mean, the script was originally written in a way that we could shoot it all in one room because, you know, we had tiny budget. But then I realized this is just not, it's just not going to do it. It also needs to be an entertaining movie and a movie where visuals can grab us and, you know, where we can see the beauty of it.
What, I know that, I just want to say, you know, we all families, no matter what your culture or your background is, struggle with family sibling dynamics, with aging, with a parent getting, you know, older. And I just want to say congratulations. I think that, you know, pulling off a story about family dynamics, no matter what the culture is, and I do believe that you brought a great twist with the culture of a Native American, but we all struggle with the same issues.
Yeah. Thank you. I think that's the really the main point. You know, we struggle all with the same issues.
Yeah, and it's way around the world. It's not going to change from one spot anywhere in the United States to anywhere in Australia. I mean, we're all going to deal with the storyline that you portrayed, and I really appreciate you being out there. How can our listeners access this movie, download it, buy it? How can they get a hold of being able to watch this wonderful movie?
Okay, I mean, we have pre-sales going on DVD, and they can order them off the website, the ShoutingSecretsMovie.com website.
Okay.
And then it's also going to be on iTunes and Amazon as VOD. And we haven't received the link yet, but that should be up any day. It's already available pre-sales on the website for DVD.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any other projects that you're working on that you would like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I have several projects. Some are in very early stages. And I have a tango romantic comedy that I'm hoping to make. The script is all ready to go. I have a fight drama that I'm trying to make happen again, teaming up with Tyler Christopher, which I think is an outstanding, outstanding actor. Mm-hmm. And I also made a 9/11 documentary, actually just in the days after 9/11 happened. I traveled across the United States, over 35 states, from California to New York and back, and I just captured what the people's feelings were at the time, what they had to say, what their thoughts were, what their hopes were for the future. And I'm going to be releasing that one soon. It's called Voices of America, and it's going to be up for DVD within the next 2-3 weeks as well on the website voicesof911.com. And it's just, you know, a documentary that shows history in the making. And I haven't looked at it myself in a really long time, and I was really surprised, like, how raw our feelings were at that time. I mean, it's now we think back and it's like, yeah, 9/11, that was crazy. But we don't remember the specifics and the rawness of our emotions. And I captured all that on film, you know, from the cowboy in Texas to the miner in Montana and to the school kid in Michigan and all the way to Ground Zero. So those are my projects at the moment.
No, that's very, very cool. Well, good luck on your projects. And again, congratulations on Shouting Secrets. And
thanks very much.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you can save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order a small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.